Welcome, everyone. This is the day God made. I love to say it didn't just show up. God created today. He made it. He formed it. He shaped it for His purpose. And guess what? You are part of that purpose. And we get to walk in the fullness. And I want you to really think about the fullness of the word and the will of the Lord. You get to walk in the fullness. You get to walk in the fullness of God, the blessing of the Lord, the peace of God. There isn't anything in life like a mind of peace. And the scripture says, I'll keep you in perfect peace, complete peace, total peace, when your mind is stayed on me because you trust in me. That's the word of God. And if you recall last Wednesday, we talked about keeping the word. Jesus said, if you love me and you say you love me, why don't you do what I say? Because if you love me, you love me for who I am. You know that I'm Lord of lords, King of kings. I'm your Lord. I'm your God. I'm your Savior. So trust what I say is true. We're talking about the mind, the foundation of the mind. How do you make right decisions all the time? How do you make decisions discerningly? How do you make wise decisions that stick? And how do you know that you are making a wise or a right decision? I mean, is there any way for you to really know that? Or is it kind of a shot in the dark sometimes? You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You know, that old song or statement. No, the reality is you can be on point because the Word says, and you can be on point every time because God says in His Word, He'll direct our thoughts. And it's really by our thoughts, and where do they come from? Our mind. That determines whether this is good or bad. Your mind can tell you a great situation is a bad situation because you view it incorrectly. And trust me, and I don't have to convince you, that's happened to all of us more times than once. But hopefully after a few times you begin to learn. And how do we learn that lesson that God's doing something is not a bad thing? You have to have the foundation. We talked about this last Wednesday. The foundation of the mind is the Word of God. Foundation of my mind. What does that mean? My mind rests surely on the will, the structure, the stability, the yes and amen of God's Word, which means nothing can destroy the purpose of God in your life. Nothing can thwart or foil the plan that God has for you. You're going to walk it out. You're going to live it out. We've begun the new year. You know, you may be listening to this in the middle of the year or some other point in time, but right now, today, we're right about in the middle of 2023. And whatever time you hear this, if you hear this 10 years from now, the word of the Lord is true, it's sure, and it remains steadfast and for always what God has said He will bring to pass. And that is the foundation of our minds. So often, we believe God, the Lord of spirits, the God of favor, the God of power. We believe Him. We say we believe Him. But sometimes we believe one way and pray another. Maybe you pray that God will do this and God will do that. And you're believing, your prayer sounds like a very faith-filled prayer. But you're really thinking, you're really believing totally differently. And then you can hear how you believe when things seem to change or shift or you don't see something happening and you hear yourself start speaking in doubt. What does that tell you? You're not staying on that foundation. Remember the Word says when Jesus said the rain came and He said the individual that built their house on a rock, how did they do that? They dug deep in the Word and said, this is what the Word of God says. This is the way it is. And there isn't anything else on the outside going to change my mind. Again, referring to Daniel in the last session. Daniel believed the word of the Lord. God established him, raised him up, blessed him, honored him, gave him favor. God will do the same thing in your life no matter who you are or where you are or what you're doing. And you don't have to be in a king's court. You can be anywhere doing anything. Nothing is minimal. All things are important. Anything God has called you to do is important. And not only that, but the more faithful you are to the smallest of things, God gives you and makes you ruler over much. That's a great word, and it's true. Again, it's the word of the Lord, the foundation of God. A lot of times people get discouraged because they figure, like, I don't really have. They think, I really don't have a lot to steward over. I wished I had more. No, you have the seed of the Word of God. You have the seed of purpose. You are the seed of purpose. And there's something incredible about who you are, and that's not building yourself up. I'm talking about the God that created you. And the Word says He created all things for His purpose and for His pleasure. You are and you were created. And everything around you is calling to the purpose of God on the inside of you to come to life. Just again, like the seed breaking through the soil. And God has something incredible for you. Believe that this year, wherever it is in this year, call it a new day. This is a day God has made. I have determined to rejoice and be glad in it. It didn't just show up. Today didn't just happen. God created it, and he's given me life and purpose and insight and understanding. Your mind is going to be stronger than it's ever been before. The foundation of your mind is that the Word of God is true about you specifically, and in particular, it's about you, who you are, who he is in you, and what he wants to do in your life. And here's where we either gain momentum, we become strong, and when the winds blow and the rain comes, your house is either sure and you're unshaken, and when it's over, you say, look and see what God has done. And it's just like the rain we've experienced here recently. Everything turned green. What was brown, it looked like there was nothing under the soil, certainly nothing on top of the soil. We look out and we see it's green all over the place. The grass has grown. Everything's turning beautifully green. Why? Because the rain came. It didn't destroy. It came to give life. It came to speak to. And I know a lot of times people say there's floods and absolutely floods and things happen. But nonetheless, God is even in the flood. As he was with Noah in the day of Noah, God is with you. Whatever has taken place in your life, God will keep you. He not only will restore you, he will do exceedingly abundantly and above all you know to ask or think. The Word of God is so filled with such empowering insight that really fortifies the foundation of your mind. And you can't just say a thing or pray a thing and expect that because you said it or prayed it, it's going to just turn out the way you want it to. It's just going to turn out great. You have to have the foundation of your mind on the Word. It has to be resting on the Word, or you have no foundation. The Word says, if not, then it's like building a house. However grand your expectations or your dreams or your talents are, when you build it on the sand and those trying times come, if it's not built on the rock, if built on the sand, you know what happens? Things start to cave in. Why? Well, because when you start to grow in God, the things that kept you, the things that were good enough, if you will, God's moving you beyond. He's increasing you. He's building you higher. He's raising you up more. Again, like he did with Daniel, like he did with David. David was a shepherd in the field. God wanted to raise him up to be king. So David went through a series of trying times, but David learned how to worship God. And it's not just I'm worshiping the Lord in the trying times. It's so much more than that. It's being able to see a time that maybe in the past would have seemed so difficult and so challenging and say, this is one of the greatest seasons in my life. I'm hearing a strength in me, and that day that would have been challenging to me in the past, today, I look forward to it. And guess what? It turns out so incredible. I see the favor and the blessing of the Lord just unfold in my life more rapidly, more powerfully, more apparently than ever before. Why? Is it because God's doing more today than he did then? No. It's that you have become established on the foundation. Again, the foundation of your mind has become established on the Word of the Lord. And how did you do that? How do you get there? It's so hard. No, it's not. First of all, that's your enemy. Again, the enemy is not dark shadows and spirits and demons and devils trying to discourage you. Where does any of that come from? The Word says, where do wars in James? Where do all the wars and the fighting come from? Don't they come of your own lusts that war or at war within you? They're fighting in your mind. It didn't just happen. It's something that you built your foundation on. And here's the problem. Here's what I'm talking about. When your foundation is, I'm going to do good. I'm going to obey God. I know I'm going to be attacked, but nonetheless, I'm going to stand. Wrong pattern of thinking. Not a strong foundation. That's a weak foundation. Why? Because you're believing when evil comes. No evil will come nigh thee, the Word says. No weapon formed, remember, is going to prosper. So it doesn't matter. You know, darkness cannot invade the light. When the light comes, the shadows and the darkness vanishes. When Jesus shined as the light in the world, the darkness couldn't apprehend, couldn't comprehend, couldn't do anything about it. The light was brilliant and illuminated and revealed the truth. That's you. You are the light of the world, Jesus said. You're like a city set on a hill. You cannot be overcome. And here's where the singleness of mind comes in. No evil is coming nigh my dwelling. No one is taking me down. I'm not being attacked because I'm trying to do good. God is elevating me. He's raising me up. Has he raised up Daniel? He's raising me up. Has he raised up David? He's raising me up. Has he raised up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? He's raising me up. The Lord is elevating me. We have to be consistent. Consistency with the favorable words of the Lord. This is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the day of God's blessing. We have to stay consistent. That's building your mind on a solid, firm foundation. When we talk about blessing and cursing at the same time, the word says blessing and cursing shouldn't come out of our mouth at the same time. And it doesn't just mean cursing someone and blessing someone. Of course it means that. But we do that in so many different ways. We talk about the blessing and the favor of the Lord. And then when things seem to go awry, you need to stand and say, things can't be going awry. I am blessed of the Lord. I am established in God. But when you begin to say things like, I'm just being attacked, or, you know, I'm just trying to be stopped, or principalities or powers are trying to, there's the double-mindedness. And remember, the word told us not to do that. It says, when you're double-minded, you're unstable. And remember, you know it. You start losing your peace. When your peace starts to drift away from you, you know you're thinking incorrectly about something. This has been a foundation in my life and in my family's life for a long time now. When you feel your peace begin to waver, know that your foundation, you're weakening your foundation. You're leaving your foundation. You're veering away from the foundation of the Word of God that says He keeps you, He leads you. No evil will come nigh your dwelling, and the wicked one won't touch you, and God will keep you. He upholds you. Your faith is a shield. No weapon is going to all those scriptures have to be the foundation on which you stand, which means nothing is going to hinder you. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. The foundation is the Word of God is sure. God has built me on the foundation. I'm only going to be blessed. This year is going to be the most incredible year of my entire life. I'm going to see the blessing and the favor of the Lord in a way I have never seen. You can say that in the middle of a time that seems trying, and not divert, not walk away, not feel like you have to go out and scream and shout and fight to get your victory. The victory is mine, God said. It belongs to me. The blessing of the Lord rests on me. God has clothed me in praise. He's blessed me. He's fortified me. He's strengthened my heart. He's strengthened my mind. He's given me all things. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to see them. You discern more wisely when you stop becoming angry at things around you. When you only bless at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. That's hard. No, it's not. There you go again. The enemy, you don't need an enemy. Your own words, your own perception of what is difficult is warring against you. The foundation of your mind, you've left that, and now you're saying it's hard. It's difficult. I'm going to do it, but it's hard. No, you're warring against yourself. You're fighting. You're defeating yourself. It's not hard. Come to me, my yoke is easy, Jesus said. My burden's light. It's easy. It's easy to do the will of the Father because we're obedient because Christ has already been obedient. He was obedient to the cross. He's given you his obedience. He's given us of his faith. He's given us of his spirit. We have the mind of Christ. And you know what that is? To be able to love at all times. To be able to walk fortified. Now, you have difficulty doing that if you think that if your word doesn't triumph over someone else's word, that then you're being defeated. Not so. God may allow you, and you may be allowed to hear all kinds of things that someone may say against you, or if you read the negative in the news. But that doesn't mean it's the Word of God and is not the Word of God. His thoughts towards you are good. They're blessed. You have to remember, again, that's when people fall. That's when they cave. They begin to doubt. They lose their way. They get lost in their mind because they leave that foundation. Winds come. They're not intended to destroy your life. They're blowing a new season of time into your life. The rains aren't coming to destroy you. They're coming to fortify the seed that's in the ground, the promise God has given you. God's simply saying, stand strong in my word. Obey my word. Believe. Listen, don't turn around. Don't walk away. just because it doesn't look right. Let the word of the Lord declare the future that God said. Let the word be the strength of your life. That's how you exceed where you were before. That's where you become stronger and more fortified. You simply stay on the foundation. You don't veer away from it. God will fight your battles for you. If there's a battle to be fought, God will fight it for you. Your warfare is to believe God. This is the victory that overcomes your doubt, your fear, your concern, your anger, your temper, your anxiety, your faith in the Word of God. This is the victory that overcomes the world, my faith in the Word of God. And they overcame everything by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. What does that mean? Christ conquered everything. He conquered me. He conquered my doubt. He conquered difficulty. He said he'd made the way easy. He made the way right. It's not me trying to obey. It's not me trying to believe the word of God. Christ will believe in me. I mean, we're born again. If we can believe that God saved our soul from eternal destruction, he forgave us of all past sins, he's made us new in him, why can't we believe that that same word that saved our lives, saved our soul, transformed us, gives us eternal life, can keep us today? I mean, what really is trying you? Think about it. What is really the trying time? Can it compare with the word, God's eternal word of blessing and favor and honor? Absolutely not. The word of God will overcome the overwhelming odds you're looking at. God allows you to see what may look overwhelming, so you see the overflowing favor of God overcome. It shows you how powerfully God is with you. It shows you how fortified, how strong you are. It empowers you. It encourages you to believe God in ways you weren't believing him before. And quite frankly, what those trying times do, it shows us where the weaknesses are. It shows us where we continue to divert or veer away from the path God is leading us in. God is constantly pointing his hand, his finger, in the direction he wants us to go. He's given us so much to make our minds strong. And we really have to build our dreams. We have to build our futures, your family, your relationship with your husband, your wife, your fiance, your church, your business. You have to build it on a foundation first. You first have to have the foundation. And if you don't want your world rocked, you have to build your life on a rock. If you don't want your world knocked upside down, you have to build it on a foundation that is right side up. The word of God is my foundation. What is that? He keeps me at all times. I have nothing to fear. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is going to continually be in my mouth. I'm going to communicate to my mind the foundation of God's stability, God's word, God's assurance, God's favor. God's going to keep you anyway, even if he has to pick you up, dust you off, and stand you upright. So why not stand up anyway? Why not stand firm from the beginning? We can avert so much controversy, so many arguments, so much indecision. We can discern wisely if our mind is built on a foundation, and that choice really is up to you. That choice is determined by you because God's already given you the promise that he would keep you, that we have the mind of Christ, we can love like Christ, that we have the spirit of discernment, we can walk in the intent of the will of the Father, we can know the perfect will of God and execute it, and God will honor us in that. God's word is already fulfilled. We've heard that so often. But you'll say, yeah, I know it says that, but it doesn't feel like it. And you listen to what you're saying, it doesn't feel like it. The word of God isn't a feeling. It overwhelms your feeling. It's your feelings that keep you diminished. It's your emotions so often that keep you from being single-minded and seeing how great God is with you. And so often we're so blessed talking about the things we don't have and the things we wished we had, not realizing what we do have, until that thing walks away or you let it go, and then you go, God, if I could only just get back there. But what God's really saying is stay rejoiceful where you are. Be thankful where you stand and watch where I'll take you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is continually in my mouth. Nothing can defeat you. It absolutely cannot. When you stand on the word of God, you cannot overcome the word. The word overcomes you. It turns you into who you're supposed to be. It transforms your mind. All you have to do is make a commitment in your heart. Be consecrated in your mind The word of the Lord is sure. He keeps me. The blessings of God overwhelm me. He is going to guide me. Even if it looks like there's a little, there's a lot of seed in the ground. And I'm going to water it with the word of the Lord. I'm going to stay confirmed in the word of God. Your life will turn around. You will not be discouraged. And things around you that would have seemed like a dark shadow, like destruction is coming your way, you'll look at that and say, man, that's a blessing of the Lord. That's a treasure God wants me to open. When you open it, just like Daniel, you'll come out of the den saying, man, this is the greatest season of my life. I mean, the king thought he would do me harm. And it wasn't the king. It was those that wanted to be against him. The king's heart was towards him. But the king was bound to his word. Are we as bound to our word as kings that may not be or walk in the righteousness of God? Are you as confirmed in your word as the world is in their decisions? Be confirmed in the word of God. Stand sure in the word of the Lord. If you don't want your world rocked, build your life, build your world on the rock. Jesus Christ, the foundation, the founder and the perfecter of your faith. He loves you. He cares about you. How great it is that he is always with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And if you'll stand on that, you'll find the prophetic word of the Lord is in your mouth. You'll say what God wants you to say. You'll hear what God wants you to hear. He'll connect you with the voices you need to be hearing. But the beginning, the foundation, is you have to have one. You have to have a foundation that is not movable, that doesn't change, that isn't built on shifting sand. And that is, the word of God is sure. God's blessing rests on me. I am going to do exactly as God has said. And more than that, I'm going to exceed all I could imagine or think or even ask, because the word of God is beyond my ability to even comprehend. And it's always good towards you. This is the greatest season of your life. Know it, believe it, see it, say it, seize it. God bless you. The altar is open. I encourage you. Your tithe, your offering means so much to the ministry. It is such a voice of blessing, such a voice of, hey, we're here with you. We're standing. We believe. The word of God is ministering to us, and it empowers us to do what we've done and what we get to continue to do. What a blessing from the Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Honor the Lord with your tithe, your offering. Don't hold that back. You don't want God to hold back. Don't hold back. All in, and in all the way. Honor the Lord. Sow a seed in the soil of this word tonight. God honor you. God bless you. And I just declare the blessing and the favor of the Lord reign on your seed sown. God increase you beyond your expectations. And God open your mind to greater imaginations of all he is and all he's going to do. God bless you. Be encouraged. Until next time.